It is the radio segment that just wants to be insta-famous, but is too lazy to even set up an Instagram account. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of California. A 27-year-old guy named Theo Rogers just got some incredible news. He was checking online, and he realized that he had hit the lottery for $10,000.
Oh, my God!
Wow. That's incredible news.
He was so pumped that he yelled out loud, woke up his roommate, and told him the good news. But maybe that was a mistake, because once Theo went to work, his roommate snuck into his room and stole the ticket.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Yep.
Dude, I get mad when a roommate steals my leftovers.
In fact, his roommate went a step further and swapped in a phony ticket that he had altered to look like the real one. So when Theo went to cash it, lottery officials told him it was fake.
No. That's elaborate.
Is he going to tell him, or is he going to move out? Like,
the roommate showed up to cash the real ticket the next day and was arrested.
There it is.
Yep. Here's the craziest part of the whole story, though. They both thought the ticket was for $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were wrong. It was actually $10 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So now Theo has $10 million, and his roommate is facing charges for grand theft.
Oh.
Do you think that if his roommate would have gotten away with it, there would have been a little bit more guilt when he realized it was $10 million and not $10,000?
Or you think if his roommate was cool, Theo would have found it was $10 million and been like, here's $1 million instead of big-time charges now? This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. J.P. Thorne is a 27-year-old college student. It took a flight from Chicago, and when he landed, he received a message on his Grindr app. If you don't know what Grindr is, it's the gay dating app. And the message said, quote, I see you're on my flight. Enjoy the ride, with a winky face. And that's when J.P. figured out what was going on. The message was actually sent from the pilot himself. Turns out it was sent 30 minutes prior to landing, which meant the pilot sent it in the middle of their 90-minute trip.
Whoa. Okay, that seems dangerous. Hey, pilot. Yeah.
Get off Grindr and fly the plane, please. So what did JP do? At first, he says he was weirded out a little bit, but still continued to chat with the pilot. According to him, the conversation was very innocent until JP mentioned something about how there was no turbulence, and then the pilot made a dirty joke about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's my opening.
JP uploaded a screenshot of their conversation to Twitter, which went viral, getting over 218,000 likes. Many people wanted to know if they ever met up, but JP insists that nothing happened.
Imagine he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just bored at work.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Stupid job.
I'm about to take a nap.
This next story
drunk.
Is out of fast food headquarters. In what could possibly be the most unusual and awesome ad campaign the world has ever seen, Taco Bell is determined to prove that everything is better with nacho cheese.
Creamy.
I don't feel like that's a hard thing to prove.
To put their claim to the test, Taco Bell is erecting a billboard in Toronto that will literally dispense nacho cheese.
Get in my belly!
Taco Bell encourages people to bring any snack they want to get the ultimate nacho cheese upgrade. They claim that even a piece of fruit or a salad will taste better, smothered in zesty, gooey nacho cheese.
So billboards are really high up. Is it like just a nacho cheese waterfall that you're going to stand under?
Yeah, how does buckets,
how does this work? Is there a spigot on the side of it?
Well, they say visitors will be come on a first-come, first-served basis. Nacho chips aren't provided, but cheese supply is unlimited. It's 10 tons of cheese they have in there. So once they're out of the 10 tons, then they're done. The cheese billboard will make its debut for one day only on Saturday, January 19th. And Taco Bell fans from all over the world are expected to show up and enjoy some nacho cheese from a billboard.
Traffic is going to be terrible that
because of nacho cheese.
One super fan online says that he plans to just put his mouth under the spigot and let the nacho cheese flow into his face.
I think there's more than one super fan that feels that way.
Mm-hmm. Next laser story is out of Long Lost Love Central. A woman was cleaning an airplane last year and found something interesting. It was a message written on a barf bag. It was signed by a 21-year-old named Andrea, and she says that she just bought the flight last minute from Miami to D.C. to intercept her best friend while he had a layover so she could tell him that she loves him.
It's a love story on a barf bag.
And since she was going to Australia in 4 days for a semester abroad, it was her last chance. Why write it on a barf bag? Well, it said, quote, my Wi-Fi doesn't work, so this is me venting. And now people on social media are trying to track down Andrea to find out if she did catch the guy between his flights and have her special rom-com moment with him in the airport.
Yeah, they run together in slow motion.
She did, but then now she's in Australia with lots of hot men for 4 months.
So far, her identity is still a mystery. Afterwards, an airplane spokesperson said this is one of the rare situations where social media is useful because it just might let us all know how the story turned out.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated.
Nice.
This next leisure story is out of the wide world of inventions. I don't know anyone who eats their pizza with a fork, but I suppose those people are out there, and now there's a brand new tool for them. There's a Kickstarter going right now for an invention called the pizza fork. Basically, it's a pizza cutter with a fork on the end, so you can use it to cut yourself a bite of pizza and then pick it up with the fork as you eat it.
Tasty.
Sounds kind of nice. Well, you know, sometimes you got to like really go at it with the fork to cut that pizza.
Oh, okay. I have to cut up my kids' pizza all the time, and it's not easy. The cheese falls off.
The crust.
But putting a pizza cutter right up to your face as you eat sounds dangerous.
So far, the demand for the pizza fork is not good. The Kickstarter has 1 day left, and it's only raised $2,300 of its $10,000 goal.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay.
If you want the pizza fork to become a reality, you need to get over there and pledge. One fork is $10, or you can buy a pack of four for $25.
Oh.
This next laser story is out of the study of cold, hard cash.
Ooh.
It's really hard to talk about money and all the mistakes you've made with it.
Mm-hmm.
How little you're saving.
Yep.
And how much of it you wish you could have. But is talking about it worse than going to jail? Well, a new survey asked people what they'd rather do than have tough financial conversations or spend time really working on budgeting and planning. And here are some of the highlights. 34% of people would rather sit in traffic for an hour than work on a budget.
What?
I kind of agree with
that. No way.
32% said they would rather post an embarrassing photo of themselves on social media.
Do that already.
27% would rather get stung by a bee.
Ooh,
20% would rather spend an hour in jail than do any financial planning.
I think 27% are going to end up in jail if they don't do some financial planning.
I'm
is what it sounds like.
Years.
Yeah.
And 16% say they would rather sit through an intense movie sex scene with their parents than do some budgeting.
Thank you.
I would do jail before that.
What do experts say? Well, they think that once you start, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And a little budgeting goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
This next laser story is out of the science of gross. If you double dip a chip, people say you contaminate the bowl of dip with bacteria.
Yeah.
If you drop food on the ground, pick it up and eat it.
5 second rule.
Yep, thanks to the 5 second rule. You think you'll be okay, but there is still bacteria on it. Which one of these moves is riskier? Well, according to a new study by a food scientist, a bowl of dip where someone's double dipped is filled with more bacteria than the average floor.
Hooray! Really?
Oh my God.
All from one bite?
They found that when you dip a chip into a bowl, it picks up way more bacteria than you would if somebody hadn't double dipped into that bowl.
Those
germs go from person to person, we're talking about things like cold, flu, coughs, and more. Can just be hanging out in your dip bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. I thought it was like a quick little peck.
I just want to enjoy some freaking artichoke dip.
This also makes me question Mythbusters.
What?
Because they did a whole thing on double dipping, and they found out they said it doesn't matter.
Really?
They said because when you dip it in, it takes all the stuff, it creates a barrier because it just takes out it takes out the dip.
So something you saw on TV
wasn't real?
Jubal.
My mind is blown right now.
But I will say, a lot of scientists can prove a lot of different things.
That's true.
You know,
that
it takes a lot and lot of experiments to get something.
They say when you drop something on the floor and quickly pick it up, it actually transfers less bacteria than you think because, quote, most surfaces are not going to have any kind of dangerous bacteria there.
Hey, cool.
Apparently, dip bowls
have
all kinds of dangerous bacteria.
Lick the floor.
This guy is full of dangerous bacteria. Full of it. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.